Claudio Roldán has owned this hardware store in Buenos Aires for 11 years. He says he's struggling to keep it open as inflation soars.
I have been working since I was 14 years old, and of course I want change, but I don't think it's going to happen. People ask me why I keep this shop open, but what am I going to do? I have to pay rent, electricity. I cannot afford to close down.
Argentina has one of the highest inflation rates in the world, with an average close to 6% a month. Even though the exchange rate is controlled by the government, an ongoing financial crisis means the price of the local currency at the unofficial exchange rate drops on an hourly basis.
This is the Argentine peso, and what people are seeing is that it's losing value every minute. About 2 weeks ago, you needed around 20,000 pesos to buy $100. Now, you need over 30,000 to buy the same amount of dollars. The problem is that this translates into more inflation and more instability.
The government provides assistance to millions of poor people, but in recent months, social movements that represent informal workers have been demanding a universal basic wage.
There is a presence of the state, but all of that has been taken away by inflation, and now we need to help the people. Until a few years ago, that money allowed you to be above the poverty line. Now half the population lives in poverty.
Since taking office, President Alberto Fernández has closed a $40 billion agreement with the International Monetary Fund and promised to jumpstart the economy. But mounting economic problems and deep divisions with his powerful vice president, Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, have paralyzed his administration. Analysts say the government is facing a confidence crisis.
Yeah, I think it's a stalemate that leads to a lack of confidence. So no one expects things to change. Let me give you an example. As I told you before, in Argentina, energy prices are subsidized. That's a big distortion of the economy. Since the beginning of the Alberto Fernández government, the economic ministry has been trying to sort of cut those subsidies that actually are pro-rich. But the Kirchner faction within the government has been blocking that for 2 years. That's an example of the level of paralysis that permeates every level of the government. And that obviously creates uncertainty among people.
Argentina is rich in natural resources and has the capacity to feed millions of people, not only within its borders, but also around the world. But it's stuck in a seemingly endless cycle of economic troubles that several administrations have been unable to resolve. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.